What is up? Welcome to the premiere episode of your daily Buckeye Blitz. This is your host, Joe Warwick. As always, coming to you from the Buckeye cast, we're starting this new daily show. It's going to be just a one topic, 5 minutes long at the most, and just going to get a quick in and out. Jeff and Sean will be back with me on our normal episodes in a few weeks when we get geared up for the season. But for now, I'm just trying out a daily show of one topic, and I just want to hit you with something every day, every morning or afternoon, and we'll see how it goes. So as always, please subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Share it with a friend. Retweet it. This will be on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and I'll even squeeze this into the podcast feed. So, but the video will be available on all the other platforms. So I hope you enjoy it. Please let me know what you think. Reply and let me know if you disagree with my thoughts. So let's start it off this way in honor of Tom Orr. I got to do it right. I'm just picking up the torch from the legend, not stealing his content, just carrying the torch. When Tom comes back around and is back on a podcast or whatever, I'll gladly hand this portion of the show back to him. But anyways, here we go. What is up? Good morning. Welcome to the Buckeye cast for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. This is your daily Buckeye Blitz. 46 days until the Notre Dame game. 130 days until the Team Up North game. So today I want to quickly talk about linebacker recruiting. You guys probably are aware that Monday we lost out on Tackett Curtis, linebacker from Louisiana, four-star, 2023 kid, obviously. And USC snagged him from us. Started off, I thought this was an Ohio State versus Wisconsin kind of challenge, but not really. Apparently, USC swooped in and snagged him. So good on them, I guess. But we got Grinched, which is always nice. Not really. And so Alex Grinch snags him from us. I'm not too upset about this. I know that that's the second linebacker that we lost out on, but I'm not sure we were really in it seriously for Troy Bowles. With changing the entire defensive staff, except for Larry Johnson in the offseason, these guys only had, the new staff only had like 7 months to build a relationship with these guys, Bowles and Curtis. And I'm not sure that you can really be angry about it. It's disappointing, sure, but it's not the end of the world. Now, if this is the case a year from now, then we got major issues when it comes to recruiting. I don't think Jim Knowles is lazy or not getting the job done. So I'm gonna let these pass. You know, like I said, he's only been on the job 7 months. I know that he was recruiting Tackett Curtis when he was at Oklahoma State. But if I'm a recruit right now and I'm going into my senior year of high school and I'm trying to decide on a school, I need to see that this defense, this version of the Jim Knowles defense in Ohio State gear, I need to see what that looks like. And we just, you know, we haven't played the season yet with it. So we're going to have to be patient. Again, like I said, if this is the case next year and we're losing out on guys, then I would, you know, sound the alarm bells. But for now, not a big deal. We do have Arvell Reese from Cleveland Glenville. He's another high four-star. He's only got two crystal balls in right now on 247. So I think he's a lock as a Buckeye. And you know, Ted Ginn Sr. is going to just funnel those dudes. You know, the pipeline is back open from Glenville to Columbus. So pumped about that. Definitely get one. Not sure in a two linebacker defense. Do you really need more than that in a class? And we just got CJ Hicks and Gabe Powers, you know, those guys just came in the 22 class and they're no slouches themselves. So I'm fine with it. And this linebacker room's kind of packed right now. I mean, look at what you got here. You got EA You got Taraja, you got Steel Chambers, Tommy Eichenberg. Those could be your starters right there, Steel and Tommy. Then you got Cody Simon, played a ton last year. Chip Traynham, gonna say he's more of a depth guy. Reed Carrico, they're already penciling him in as a strong side backer if they go to a 4-3, you know, against a Wisconsin or an Iowa, you know. Then you got Hicks and Powers. So you got 2, 4, 6, 7, 9 guys right there for a 2-linebacker system, maybe 3 for a couple games out of the season. So I'm not worried about it. Let's let Jim Knowles get his recruiting feet wet and we'll see how it goes. I'm not too worried. I mean, he's wearing that block O on his chest now. So the real OSU. So that's all I got for you today. As always, like I mentioned, hit the BuckeyeCast.com. Rate, review, please comment if you disagree or if you agree. Just share this and give me some feedback. I'd love to hear what you guys think about a daily 5-minute show. All right. Go Bucks.